Hello and welcome to another episode of Optics Theory Debates. Today, Theodore and I will be talking a little bit about the Noctivit series of binoculars made by Leica. So we've already had, in one of the previous debates, we had all the binoculars with that do not have integrated laser rangefinder here on the table. We've talked about each series separately. But now in this video, we're going to be talking about Noctivit in particular. And I would like to start this debate off by saying to our viewers a little bit about the Noctivit, the model range and so on. So some general properties and the model range.
Well, the Noctivit is the latest series of Leica binoculars. Normally, Leica has a lot of binoculars with integrated range finder. They are a completely separate universe. Noctivit are without the integrated laser. They are the latest series. They came out in 2016. And basically, I think that Leica tried to do the best possible binoculars what they're able to produce. I also think they tried to do the best binoculars in the world with Noctivit. We know that this race started between Leica, Zeiss and Swarovski already around 2007 when Swarovski came out with their first generation of EL. So now we have three contenders here, the Leica EL, the Leica, the Swarovski EL, the Leica Noctivit.
These are an answer to Swarovski EL.
Yeah, everybody did it. So now we have three different binoculars, which are all, I would say, at the top of what is possible to achieve. And with Leica Noctivit, they tried to incorporate all the technologies what they have at the moment to produce the binoculars with the best possible optical performance and the best possible build quality. So they have a magnesium housing, they have an open breech for easier handling, they have really the perfect weight distribution, so they are not heavy in the front or at the back, so they have a weight distribution of really in the center, so there is no fatigue coming out of an, I would say, non-ideal weight distribution. They have best possible glass at the moment, so the fluorate containing glass and the shot HT, the high transmission glass. So they are achieving a 92% light transmission rate, even though they have a Schmidt-Pechan prism. They have the best coatings at the moment, what Leica is able to produce. So the Hilux coatings on the prisms. They have the
Aquadura
outside, as to repel water and to prevent external fogging. They also have this high durable HDR, I think, or something like that. Another coating which protects the lenses against scratches. So all best possible technologies.
High technology coatings that Leica is currently capable of producing.
And what do you get in because of all these technologies? You're getting a binoculars which, first of all, have a really superb optical performance. So with an 8x42, you get a 135 meters of field of view, which is, I would say, a lot. On the other side, you're getting a really good center to, well, edge to edge sharpness and center sharpness, extreme color fidelity, and really good contrast. So you're getting everything what you expect from Leica. And on top of that, you're getting a, I would say, it's not a real term, so don't hunt me for it, self-lubricating focusing mechanism. So I think they are achieving this with different pairs of different materials, or maybe with some special materials or coatings in the focusing mechanism. And the result is that even if you're using these binoculars at, let's say, minus 20 or minus 30, the focusing will still work completely the same as now at room temperature.
So Leica often displays this test at their stands.
But they do this every time when they have the chance. They put their binoculars in the bucket of ice or somewhere where they really cool them down, and then they say, let's try the focusing, and you see it still works completely the same.
So it's really top-notch focusing system.
Top-notch. And everything in this Noctivit is really on the highest possible quality.
So 8x42 and 10x42, black and green for now.
Yeah, this is, you're able to get two colors, and the price normally is really, really high. So it's around 2,600 euros. But on the other side, you're buying one of the best binoculars in the world. They also feature twist-up eye cups, so with four different positions.
This can really be fixed in, yeah,
in any position. And I think this is probably one of the best eyepieces you're able to get at the moment. What is also really good with them is that because the eyepieces are so big, the lenses inside of the eyepieces are so big, you're always getting a full field of view with glasses or without glasses. And the eyepieces also withstand the pressure well, so really well done. Like, I hope that everybody would do it the same. But I forgot to mention, they're made in Germany.
Yeah, so they're made in Germany, they come with a warranty of 10 years.
10 years, yeah. They're made in Leitz Park, in the new factory, which Leica built.
And also we have here on the table some accessories which come in the package, when you purchase the binoculars.
So, normally you get a carrying strap.
Neoprene, yeah.
You get the rain covers and a really nice bag. You are able to buy many different additional accessories, which are even nicer and which have this distinct Leica styling, and I would say the quality feel to them. So Noctivit is, what to say, it's probably one of the best choices if you're able to afford it.
So
this is something what you're buying for really for
right now
is
the
decades.
Top three binoculars.
Yeah.
So every customer can decide for himself, but it definitely is in the top three. Some would say it's the best, some would say
it's really hard to say, because the quality of all those three is so high that it's almost impossible to distinguish between them. Normally Leica has its strong points in build quality and optical quality and so on. But at the end, the choice is down to the personal preference. There are two models, 8x42, 10x42. It depends what kind of use you're intending to have with these binoculars, and two colors, black and green.
Thank you, Theodore. I think
you're
we covered what can be, of course, covered in the field of Noctivit made by Leica. If we forgot something, leave a comment in the comment section. We'll gladly reply to it or send us an email. And as always, like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, check out our other videos. And see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.